Take Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. The November issue of Milwaukee Magazine is focused on women. From profiles of local women who are doing great things to national trends on pay equity, the issue takes a snapshot of how women are doing in 2019. One of the articles is called Women's Work. It examines how women are doing specifically at work. Lindsay Anderson, who is Milwaukee Magazine's chief editor for culture, wrote the article. She says that the answer to the question, how are women doing when it comes to work in 2019, is a mixed bag.
In some ways, it's a bit of a shame because about a century ago, Wisconsin was actually leading the charge for greater equality for women. We were the first state to ratify the 19th Amendment. We were the first state to pass a lot of legislation for women's rights in the workplace. And unfortunately, in the decades since then, we've kind of slipped a bit nationally. So we're more or less in the middle of the pack right now in terms of what women earn in the state compared to their male coworkers and the sorts of rights that they have. So there's definitely room for improvement.
One of the things I found interesting was you were talking about not just work itself, but the kinds of work.
Right.
So one of the issues is that women still haven't broken through the glass ceiling very well.
Right. Women are still sorely underrepresented in the C-suite and also on boards. It's interesting because a lot of studies have shown that the more women you have on an executive board, the better the company actually does. The company's bottom line improves when you have more diversity on your boards.
Did you find out why?
I think a lot of it just has to do with the fact that you're bringing more types of people in, you're bringing a broader range of ideas and opinions, and you've got more people in a room who are going to be able to say, you know what, I think our customers might be interested in this because I can say that my friends have been talking about how much they want this sort of thing, you know. When it's all older white men in a boardroom, they only have one very specific sort of experience that they can bring to the table.
Right. The worldview is narrower.
Right, right. Right. Yeah.
And so when you were putting together everything for this article, did you find a particular reason why Wisconsin started out so strong and didn't keep up the pace?
I think it comes down somewhat to politics. And I think it's just a question of where your priorities lie. I think states like California have done a great job in recent years because a lot of local lawmakers have really taken up the mantle of promoting women's equality and have pushed legislation through to make working conditions for women better, pushing for more maternity leave or pumping rooms in workplaces, things like that. And that's not to say that individual employees or employers can't do a lot to make their company culture better for their employees. But I think a lot of it is also lawmakers and legislators getting together and pushing that kind of legislation through statewide.
Yeah, you quoted somebody in there, and I'm forgetting who it was, who says, you know, the culture starts at the top.
Right.
So that, you know, it's all well and good on, you know, the worker bee level to do what you can. But if the culture doesn't support it. And you bring up parenthood, you bring up pumping stations, and those are key things that women still are dealing with in 2019.
Yeah. And that's something else I found. A lot of studies consistently show that men and women both have a sort of negative bias towards working mothers. People of both genders tend to assume that working mothers are less dedicated to their jobs, they're more likely to go home early, they're less likely to be as competent as non-working mothers. So there's definitely a sort of a motherhood penalty that you face. And that's just something that persists even into 2019.
Yeah. And, you know, the one part of that that's probably true, which some other figures back up, is that women are probably more likely to go home because they are doing the majority of the child care in a partnership.
Right.
So the penalty for that is on them. Yes, they are probably more likely to go home. But if a father does, it's not so bad.
Right. I think a lot of people actually view it positively when they hear about a male coworker taking a sick day to care for their kid. It's just sort of seen as him being a great father instead of him not caring as much about the job as he should. I guess I would say one positive development surrounding that issue is that I think companies are starting to realize that they do need to do better by their working female employees and are starting to create more flexible policies and are allowing employees to sort of set their own schedules and take time off for kids' doctor's appointments and things like that if they just make up the time.
Well, you know, as I was reading this, I was kind of amused. It's like you'd think companies would understand it's in their best interest to cultivate all of these workers because if people don't have children, there aren't any workers in the future.
Right. No, that's
you
true.
You know, and not only the work-life balance. I mean, people have the right to have their lives.
Yeah.
But just from a bottom line standpoint, you got to have workers.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If people aren't making more people, you know, that those workers aren't going to be around.
Yeah.
Unless you have immigration.
Yeah. And yeah. Also, mothers are one of the largest growing segments of the workforce, you know, in this day and age. Most mothers work. It's not – things have changed since the 1950s when there was an expectation that women would stay at home and their husbands would bring home the bacon, I guess, so to speak. So there are a lot of women in the workforce now and more entering every year, and it makes sense to create policies that will appeal to them.
So was there anything as you were putting this together that surprised you, the numbers showing a thing you didn't expect?
I think a lot of it was unfortunately kind of what you would expect. I will say – one thing that was encouraging and maybe a little surprising is we hear a lot about the wage gap. It's around 80 cents right now. That means the average woman makes about 80% of what the average man makes. But it is shrinking steadily all the time, so that's encouraging. It's not going to go away entirely for a couple more decades at least, but we are making some progress towards eliminating it.
And is that in Wisconsin specifically or nationwide?
Both, actually. The gap is around 80% both in Wisconsin and statewide. So we're pretty much a bellwether for the country as a whole.
Interesting, because I think you said in the article that it would take until the high schoolers now retire.
Right.
Yeah. That's like another 40 years.
Yep. That's when it's about projected to close. So like on the one hand, when you think about it, it's like, oh, that's such a positive thing. But then when you think, oh, wow, we're not going to see it in our working careers and
right.
Our kids might not either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think basically, is it fair to say we've come a long way, but not far enough?
That's exactly it.
Well, Lindsay Anderson, thank you so much for compiling all of that. It is in her article, Women's Work, in the November issue of Milwaukee Magazine, which is focused on women. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Lindsay Anderson is a senior culture editor at Milwaukee Magazine. Her article, Women's Work, is in the November issue.